take so much.
Isn't it just you need nine?
You need nine brachas.
Can I get something? There's a nine brachas.
Right. Tefillah Schana.
Can you Tefillah Schana?
Tefillah Schana, yeah.
Right.
I guess that they knew that they would get, that's nine. That's what they know. Is that Masorah they had? That Masorah they know. That Masorah they know.
Well, it's not that Machias has to be called according to everyone, because Rishon Gamliel has it by himself.
You're right.
He has it by himself.
Rishon Gamliel has what?
Machias by himself, because he puts Zichronos in Kedushas Hayom.
Right.
So it doesn't sound that Machias per se, according to everyone, has to be called out.
Right. You need nine brachas and you have...
Yeah, but it only has nine brachas.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the question was posed as, why is Machias?
Yeah, well, but then he doesn't have Zichronos by itself.
Yeah, okay.
But Rabbi, I don't understand. Let's say they knew that it was nine and then they had that Masorah. Why was it established that there had to be nine? I mean, is that...
Didn't you just say, can I get a Tefillah Schana?
I mean, so that's the reason...
I mean, they knew there was a Masorah of nine.
Right, they knew it. And it worked out.
So they knew the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was not going to nine.
Right.
So you can't ask why they don't have ten.
Right. Because it's how you work it out.
Right.
But nobody's learning to b'di'evet. It's not like they really wanted ten and b'di'evet, you only can have nine.
No, because that's what Anshei Knesset
HaGdolah said. Yeah, it was a good thing. They're trying to work out what was the proper way that they...
The question is how they lost the Masorah of where the Malchus was.
They have Siddur, right?
It's true. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it happens. And then somebody started something up somewhere.
Some guy has an idea.
Somebody had an idea and they started something and then they had to revalue it. I mean, I guess after a while we had different areas started to say different
those
things.
Those questions don't bother me. You don't have to do it, man. With what we have and notes, we forget from Yeri.
Well, look how how things change from the time of the Rishonim.
Yeah,
and we've gone through stuff in Brachos and change.
Yeah, change.
What?
As things change in Yeshiva too, all the time.
I know we gotta go. I know after we have to sort of Melzer Giora.
That's right.
That's
a lot of things change.
Yep. Well, we still do privately.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get these problems.
That's
how you get these problems.
Also,
privately, that is one thing.
Thanks. Yeah.
And see where he does the other.
Okay, so that was the question of us? 9 and 10?
No.
Okay. But we don't.
I asked you what on the steps. You said it was a question.
We left with a question?
That was the question?
No, during the shiur was a different question.
What was the question during the shiur?
So what was the question on the steps?
That one.
Yeah, I said, why is it that it has to be kolo with something else? So it was a good question.
Oh, okay, so that's the answer.
Right. I think we finished the...
Yeah, I don't think we left off with a question.
I think we finished the Gemara.
Yeah, that's right. That's the answer to that question. Okay, so what do we move up to? Tanya?
Do you want to do the story?
Which story?
Galusha?
No, 1 second. Do we do... Right, and
Rashi, Bimei Abba, Kishahaisa Sanhedrin Sham. Oh, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, the Masnisin.
Okay, a couple of interesting things here. Now, why did they say Kishakichu Business Ashana Ba'usha? Yard Rabbi Yochanan Ben Barokos, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Why don't you say Rosh Hashanah? Right? And what does Rashi mean? What does Rashi say? Rashi adds something. He says, in the time of his father.
Right.
Right. You're removed from the Ateva. Lo kachal yinogim biyavna. Yimei abo. Kishoiso Sanhedrin shom.
Right.
So what is he emphasizing by that?
That there's no longer Sanhedrin moved from Yavna to Isha?
Yeah. Right. Sanhedrin moved the Gemara. Take a look. You don't have to even turn the page. Umiyavna l'usha. Umiyusha l'yavna. Umiyavna l'usha. Umiyusha l'shfaram. On top of the Amid Beis. Wow. Right there. So what does Rashi mean? A couple of things. Why does he just say Rashan? And what is he emphasizing? Kishoya Abasham. Who was that? That was Reb Shimon Gamliel. So when Reb Gamliel was there, Kishoya Abasham. Kishoya Abasham. What does Rashi say again?
Bimei Abba Kishahaisa Sanhedrin Sham.
Bimei Abba Kishahaisa Sanhedrin Sham.
He means it doesn't really mean in a makom. It doesn't really mean it in Yavne. It means during a time, like his father.
Yeah, during a time, he's saying during a time my father. Right?
But it doesn't mean like it's a minig makom. It means where they're knowing during that generation.
Well, it's a funny thing. I one time pointed out years ago.
That
he didn't correct him.
Yeah, the Rishami says you're Yotze if you do the wrong way. If you do like Rabbi Akiva,
so they never paskened Shalok Rabbi Yochanan Gemara. Because we said that's why why I didn't correct him. Right? So somebody told me the Rav said the same thing. And the Rav said, as a matter of fact, if somebody would get up today and say like Rabbi Yochanan Gemara, he'd be Yotze. Because they never paskened. But it's an interesting thing, so, right? So if they didn't paskin, so what does he care? Right? Why does he say that lo yinogin can be yavna?
Yeah.
Who did he tell it to? Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Interesting sugya. I think there's a lot to be learned from this. You know what I mean? In terms of psak.
We had a similar case to this.
We did. Yeah, good memory to
have. Yishami has a little bit more, I think.
What did Yishami say?
Let
me get to Yishami. These questions. Bimei Abba Kishoisa Sanhedrin Sham. So it was what? Bimei Abba Kishoisa Sanhedrin Sham.
So they had to be knowing one way.
So what does he mention Sanhedrin? What's the significance of Sanhedrin? I mean, so apparently the halacha is that a Sanhedrin that's gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan, you can't be mevatel. So I guess he was saying that his father was on that Sanhedrin, so that was Sanhedrin that was gadol b'chachma. Right? So even in Nihug, which is not a psak, you should try to do it like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then the new show, they should have done it wherever Sanhedrin was. Everyone should do it that way.
No. All he's saying is they had a Sanhedrin now. Because in Usha there was a Sanhedrin too. Because the Gemara says that they went from Yavna to Usha to Yavna, etc. So there was a Sanhedrin there. But he's saying that my father was on that Sanhedrin. So he's saying that was a Sanhedrin that's Gadol B'chachma V'minyan, than our Sanhedrin. So even though there was no Psak, but you should try to be Noeg like such a Sanhedrin, the way they were Noeg, even though they didn't Paskin.
Right.
That's what he's telling him. So it's true he didn't stop him because there was no Psak. But nevertheless, L'chatchila, a person should be knowing like they were knowing in the Sanhedrin Gadol. You know what I mean?
Because that didn't cover the Torah?
And I think it's a din in Nihuk.
Right.
In other words, if you have the das of a Gadol, so you should be knowing like that, if you can. Doesn't mean if you didn't paskin, that doesn't mean you're wrong the other way. But l'chatchila, if if you have a Sanhedrin, that's good. What Rashi, I think, is trying to say is that Sanhedrin should go to minimal chachum, meaning that you can't uproot them. It's not just halacha b'negeya to psach. It's halacha l'chatchila b'negeya to niyug too. So that's why he didn't stop him. But he said, lo yinoig came by b'yavna. He says, b'shor yashor av yishar, with the Sanhedrin.
So it's not an issue of where it was. It has nothing to do with it. It's just the fact that it was the Sanhedrin.
That's correct.
Because I thought he was saying that that's how they did in Yavin when the Sanhedrin was there, so you should do it. Now that Sanhedrin is here, you should do it that way, here. But he's not saying that. He's just saying the fact that it's Sanhedrin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Any other Shana over?
What? Go ahead.
It starts off, the Gemara says, Yehuda Nahugu Rabbi Akiva, Begalil Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri.
Nahug.
Right. You know, Rabbi Akiva, Begalil Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Avar v'asa b'Yehuda ki Galil, b'Galil ki Yehuda, yatsa. Because she kitchas Hashanah b'Usha b'Yamishon, Avar Reb Yishmael, b'Nil Shor Reb Yochanan ben Broka, v'Amar k'dir Reb Yochanan ben Uri, Amar Shem Gamlil, lo'ayin no'd kem Yavne, v'Yom Beis, Avar Reb Hananya b'Nil Shor Reb Yossi Aglili, Yamar k'dir Reb Akiva, Amar Shem Gamlil, kach hainu no'd kem Yavne.
Kach hainu no'd kem Yavne.
Right.
That's an agumarta.
Right, same thing. I guess just the Yishami has their sons, so it wasn't them. Right. It's Rosh Hashanah, or whatever.
Yeah,
but it's Aver Vasa. It's Aver Vasa. Your Yotze.
That was it again?
The first, I mean, the two lines it adds in is Behuda Nagar Be Akiva, Be Galil Ke Be Yochan Ben Uri. Aver Vasa Be Yehuda Ke Galil.
It's good.
Because you have a niyug, so it is considered avar.
Yeah,
v'asa.
You see clearly.
Niyug of the makom.
No psak. You see clearly. There's no psak. Right.
Yeah.
But it is still considered avar because you have the niyug of the makom.
Because you have a niyug. Because you have a niyug. You have a niyug in a makom. Shouldn't he? L'chatchil, you should go like the niyug in a makom.
How do you think the bezmos got the b'chak mod menu?
That's what I think he's saying. He's saying my father was there. He's saying his father was on the Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin must have been bigger. B'chachma.
It says Ucha Shekichu Beizdin as Hashanah B'Usha. That when it says Beizdin, is that the regular Sanhedrin?
Yes.
His father
was Rebbe. His father was Rebbe, right. That's right. Now why does it say Kichu? Right?
It was small.
That what?
There was Milcham in Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down. There was Milcham.
Nobody's asking, why doesn't it just say on Rosh Hashanah?
On Rosh Hashanah. B'yom Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, should have said. She said, B'yom Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, Yorod Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And also, why did he have to say, Kacha Yinagim B'yaf?
Right.
He said the day before, well, you know you can't B'yaf. So we know that we're like Rabbi Akiva. So the second day, the guy gets up there and he does look Rabbi Akiva. Ah, you know.
It's harder because his shita is different than Rabbi Akiva's.
What?
Also, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel has a different shita than Rabbi Akiva. Because he says to
that's
put
right.
it in Zichronos.
Zichronos.
So,
I mean, even though he says put it in Zichronos, so where did he put it?
Right.
And he put it in like Rabbi Akiva, into the Malch and Kedusha Yom.
Right, but I think he put it in the fifth bracha, no? Yeah.
Someone said that.
Someone said even though he says kacha yinogim b'yavne, he didn't mean specifically like
Rosh
Hashanah.
It's the Gemara. They say because Rabbi Akiva and Rosh Hashanah may all argue.
Right. That makes it strange, like why he specifically said kacha yinogim b'yavne.
He's trying to show that though.
Okay, so I want to answer another question of why it says Yorad, Kichu Kichu. Because apparently, since there's a Kiyam of Malchi, Yisacharis, and Shofros, so the moment they're Mekadosh, you're Mechayiv to do it. Can't wait. Because that's a Kiyam in the Malchis. Malchiyus shetamichuni alecha. So the moment that it's possible to do it, you have to do it. You can't postpone it, because that lacks in the Malchiyus.
I mean, they were mekayish the shana.
And immediately
then they were misfala.
Then they were misfala right away. Okay, hold on a second. What else do we want to take up here?
Why did he say kacha yinogam yavna the next?
Oh, what did he say?
That's going to Gemara later on, no? I think that's in line with.
Now, what's it what?
Meaning, he's saying that's even though it's true, it's different from what they did in Yavna exactly.
I mean, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he didn't do like Rav Shimon Gamliel.
No, he did in the fourth brother.
Rav Shimon Gamliel commended him.
So it's the same. The Ikar Machlokas you're getting right.
The Ikar Machlokas you get right.
Right, the middle of
but
the.
But he says kacha yinogam yavna means what?
That you were tokei on Malchios. Not like a real winner, but like Rabbi Akiva. Even though.
It wasn't a Birch Hashem, it was a Birch Hashem.
Right.
One second, so how would they know again Yavna?
We don't know. We don't know which bracha they put the Kedusha of the Yomim, but we know that they were knowing in terms of tekiyos like Rabbi Akiva.
We don't know.
But then how could he hold his sheet though? Like, what, wouldn't he just go
according to his father? Yeah, from his father, yeah, Hashem Gamliel.
No, maybe you could argue.
I think what the Gemara is saying is like this, that he didn't do it from Hashem Gamliel.
Right.
Hashem Gamliel argued.
But
still, the fact is that that's the way they were knowing in Yavna.
Yeah.
Like Rabbi Akiva, so he commended him.
Isn't it a problem that the Meir is really Hashem Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Sphira, like?
Yeah, that's what he said. Because he says...
How does Hashem Gamliel hold the sheet then?
He argues in his father. He has a right to argue.
But that's what he pushed off Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
How would they know Egan Yavna?
What?
He pushed off Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri because that's not how they were know Egan Yavna.
Right.
So why wouldn't it be the same for the Machlokas
with him and his father?
With him and his father, yeah, and Yochanan. He pushed himself off too.
You're saying how they were know
Egan. He's saying Kachay Yinogam Yavna.
But why does the Gemara conclude? What's the logic?
The Gemara thought when he says Kachay Yinogam Yavna that he would always go like they did in Yavna. So, and here we say that he did like Rabbi Akiva, and he himself disagrees, and he also put it in the Zechronos. Right. One second. It's a little bit sticky here, hold on a second. Thank God, we have Rabbi Nachanalis from that point. Take a look. The Kivin Shamrab, because it's a tough, it's a tough pshat. So the Kivin Shamrab, Rebbe Karebi Akiva, the Masnissin, Hilchas the Kavasayo, Vafil Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Polygal Rebbe, Omar Karebi Akiva, the Masnissin, Shayen Nogin Biyavne Shetokin Lamalchias. Okay? That's the way we were learning, right?
Yeah.
That he pushed aside his own sock.
He pushed aside, right, he held the fifth, but then Yavna did
the fourth. That's right.
But even according to him, you're tokei al-Malchus.
So why does the Gemara say, Amalu Reb Zera, Loma Shetokin L'Malchus. Shetokin L'Malchus. So what does the Gemara say, Loma Shetokin L'Malchus.
I mean, he holds that also.
He holds that also, right?
Yeah.
He holds that also. That's what confuses me. You know what I mean? So he delivered. No. Yeah, because he was happy about it. Right? Because what's the purpose of saying that? So, because he was happy about it. So he says, Kacha, you know, Rabbi Yavna. So he wanted to be Kaveyat, do it this way. So they asked, but he himself, shall we say that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, but he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, even though the Pesach wasn't like him, but he was happy that they were Tekel Malchus. But why doesn't he say, why doesn't the Gemara say, Kacha, you're not going to be Avna, why'd they do that? Even though it's against my, even though it's against me. Right, that's the Gemara said, right? Kacha, you're not going to be Avna. I was implying that the fact that he says Kacha, you're not going to be Avna, means that he was happy about it. But if the Pesach wasn't like him, so, yeah, but even if the Pesach's not like him, he has to say, Kach Yinogim V'Yavna, for sure. To say, even though the Pesach's not like me, still this is the way you should do it. Right?
Right.
So what's the more trouble with the fact that he disagrees with him? Why is more trouble with the fact that he disagrees with him?
Right. I mean, he just argues in Sfar, but yeah. Pesach is like Yavna.
That's right. That's what he's saying. Pesach is like Yavna. Even though I disagree, but the Pesach is like Yavna.
Right.
So what does Marv have to say? Loma Shetokin L'Malchis.
I know.
He should have said Loma Shetokin L'Malchis B'Kdush Hashem. B'Kdush Hayom. B'Kdush Hayom.
Maybe in Yavna they did like, not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but that like Hishita held.
No, they didn't do it.
They did Rabbi Akiva.
They did Rabbi Akiva.
No, that's what the Gemara is saying. Lomar Shetokin L'Malchus. He was just saying Kacha Yinogim V'Yavna be Avna in terms of being Tokei L'Malchus.
Not in terms of?
Not in terms of saying Kishim as the fourth bracha like Rabbi Akiva.
There he held that he should say it.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held he should say it in the fifth. Maybe he was just, maybe his position was like they did in Yavna. Which is why the Gemara is saying L'Meimra that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah,
Bechanah,
no, he's definitely saying
he
did like
Rabbi Akiva on Yahweh. No, but the Gemara clears it up later to say in terms of being Tokei
L'Malchus. Yeah, isn't that Rezer's answer? That when the Gemara said that there were also Rabbi Akiva, it was only that particular, that aspect.
But it's not true.
Yeah,
Bechanah's
not saying that.
Bechanah's saying that they did it completely like Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
So there's a good reason why he said Kacha Yinogim V'Yavna.
Right.
Because he wanted to say, Pesach's not like me. So why does Gemara say Loma Shetokin L'Malchus?
I don't know, it's a question.
There are two different
ways to learn it, but they don't go together. Doesn't Rechanah say, the Filo Shem Gamliel, the Polygar Rebbe.
That's right.
Amar Kirikiv Demas Nisan.
That's right.
Yavna Shetokin
That what is this? You're not going to be Avna.
Shetokin L'Malchus. I guess you can read that. I'm sure you can read that one. It means it's not like there's, it's not three machlokas of third bracha, fourth, and fifth. But there's two machlokas in them. And even Shimon Gamliel was arguing exactly, he still says that the minhag of being Tokei L'Malchus, that's which should be done as a seven machlokes kedusha sayom, but
it's a seven machlokes.
Yeah, we're kedusha sayom in the middle and the fourth, whatever. But everybody agrees you possibly could be a kiva that you took care of the machlokes. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
The kiva in Shamad Rabbi Kiva the Masnisin Hilchasa Kavasayo. Vafila of Shimon Gamliel the Polog O Rebbe.
Yeah. He's not really.
Amar Rabbi Akiva Masnisin Shoyanogim B'Yavna Shetokin L'Malchus.
Right.
Not that.
And not to the Kiddush Yom question.
Right, not the Kiddush Yom question.
He also agrees that Allah is Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Shasha Rebbe would obviously hold like that. And Rabbi Leo also holds like that.
Right. So he's not really going against the Pesach.
No. He's just speaking in one framework.
He's just speaking in one framework.
Yeah. He's just knocking out Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nun.
Right, Kacha Yinogim V'Yavna.
Not literally.
It's not literally.
Right.
It's Kacha Yinogim V'Yavna, the Tokim L'Malchus.
And so far as the framework of the Malchus.
But so far as where Malchus is, that's a different story. There he didn't retract.
Right.
His position was based on what he did in Yavna?
No, he held the Yavna, apparently.
Not Malchus.
What?
Not Malchus, because he's a Yom.
What do you mean? In other words, the fact that the Tokin L'Malchus, that everybody agrees with, saying Kacha Yinogim V'Yavna.
Right.
But he disagreed that he put the Malchus in the Zechronos, that he held that way. That he held, but it comes out he held that way even though in Yavna. But how are they knowing in Yavna?
Either way. I don't know.
We don't know. I mean, sometimes they did this way, sometimes they did that way.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, his father is his Rebbe.
That was the question about the Maimra.
He would not give them, even though they do.
That was the question of the Lamimra, saying that held like that in Yavna, so why is he saying if Yavna did like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and now he's saying Kacha Yinogam B'Yavna when he did like Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So he's saying no, when he was saying Kacha Yinogam B'Yavna, really in Yavna they did like his position. Like that's where he got his Gamliel position. Right. But he's just saying in terms of the main machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri,
That they were
Rabbi Akiva.
Right, that's what he was in line with.
So
why is it different, that machlokas?
Because it's a whole different nature, we said, of machlokas of Shevach or
No. I'm saying if Yavne they did like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so shouldn't they be like Avar Vasa?
Saying why in the...
Are you
Yerushalmi?
Because we said you didn't God.
Yeah, like the Roman Leo was God, but he passed him back. I mean, he was knowing that way, so then it should be the same thing.
How did they do the Malchus and Yavna?
Right.
How did they do Kedush Yom and Yavna?
Yeah. The Kedush Yom. How did they do the...
Right. The same thing they did, like Roman Gamliel, Roshan Gamliel, and Leo did the same thing. So then...
Then he'd have to go like.
Should he continue doing that?
But if you say that in Yavna they did like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, you get into problems, because what do you mean Lomar Shatok in the Malchus? It's just that he pushed off his own Shita.
Who?
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If they did like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah in Yavna, and that's what Rabbi.
Yes,
whatever,
then they did against his Shita.
Right.
So he should have been involved with Shita because of Yavna.
Right.
But apparently he's not. The Gemara saying he's not making any reference to that.
No, because then the Gemara doesn't flow.
Right, the Gemara doesn't flow.
Right.
Can you say it's because Rebbe was the Baal Plutso? So it was like the contemporary. Like you have Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri. So like Rebbe Gamliel came after them. So like they passed him between those two. Or there were no in between those two. But like Rebbe was a contemporary of Rebbe Gamliel.
He said there was no need in Yafna.
Right. Rebbe Yehuda.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, it was just told Machlokes.
Right.
Rebbe was afterwards.
Rebbe was.
Afterwards.
Wasn't Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel's son or descendant?
Yes, because Rebbe was the end of the mission.
Grandson of Rebbe Gamliel.
Right.
So it was like 300, right?
Yeah.
It was way after.
He was less of the time.
That's good,
huh? So they were arguing.
But if you're saying in Yavna they did like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, wouldn't you think Rebbe would pass him like that?
Rebbe's arguing on that.
Has Rebbe argued on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ever, you think?
In other words, that machleik is the machleik is whether you say whether you cuddle it with the Zichronos or whether you cuddle it with the Kedushas Yom, Kedushas Yom, that was a later machleik.
Yeah, right.
That was later machleik.
Right.
So that's what Gemara is saying. That shall we say that he held that he held like Rabbi Akiva completely?
Right.
If we would say that, so then Kacha Yonogim B'Yavna would outrule him.
Right.
So how could he? So why wasn't he involved in his psak?
Right.
So the answer is that was a later machlokes.
I mean, they didn't know what they did in Yavna.
Right.
No, they just knew you took him out of the Kodesh Shofros. And where the Kodesh Yom, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argued what
that's
they did.
Right. That's right.
Rabbi was after Shimon ben Gamliel? He was
yes.
The last. They argued about what Rabbi Gamliel did.
Right.
What was it later Machlokas? Which part?
The later Machlokas was whether you call it Zechronos or you call it
Machlokas.
That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that he was only making a reference to
Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Right. And the reason why we poskim like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi held that way. He was the last of the poskim. But in the time of it, but he was before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.
So
Sure.
And Rav Shimon Gamliel was only referring to what? Beit HaKelah Malchus. Kachli Yonodim Biavna. But he's not referencing the, his position.
Right. That's true, but we know Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi.
How come they didn't Paskin in this area?
That's true.
In order to Paskin, you have to have a clear Ahara.
So this is the only area where they didn't have a clear Ahara, so then they didn't Paskin. Well, there weren't no Megalominion. They didn't have a clear Ahara, so then. Many times. The only one the Gemara says Behilchus is no Paskin. When the Gemara doesn't say Behilchus, so they didn't have a clear Ahara, so then.
I don't know.
Yeah. It could be in Yavna. It could be in Yavna. There were no way. He didn't say that, so he wasn't referencing it. Tough Gemara. Okay, but anyways. But all the Malchus with the Kedushas Yom, and you took care. So that's the only thing that he was talking about. He wasn't talking, when he said, means that they weren't in Nohei.
But how did Rav Shimon get that from Rabbi Akiva?
Who?
Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. How did he get that? How could he make that statement based on what Rabbi Akiva said?
Because he said it. How can he make what
statement?
How can he go against Rabbi Akiva if Rabbi Akiva is...
Rav Shimon Gamliel?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to. He's a Tana. He can argue Rabbi Akiva. But that's a psak. Because Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But at that time, that was an issue. He didn't come to a psak on it.
I think you said the Shas didn't Paskin on it.
No, on the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and
Rabbi
Akiva.
Right.
So this Machlokes was different.
Didn't Paskin, it was a Nihug.
It was just a Nihug.
Just Nihug. But with regard to... There was no... with regard to... But with regard... He must have... In other words, but with regard to the Nihug of the Kedushas, where we call Malchus, so that... Reb Shimon Gamliel held in the Yug was like him.
With regard to Kedush Sayyam, you mean?
Kedush Sayyam.
Right.
With regard to Kedush Sayyam, sorry. With regard to Kedush Sayyam.
With regard to Malchus.
Is Malchus Kedush Sayyam or Malchus is bad? No, it's Kedush Sayyam.
The Emtzah or it's in the fourth. Right.
So that's the seventh Malchus.
Right, but it's contingent on, obviously you have to hold like Rabbi Akiva in order to even have that Machlokes, no?
That what?
It's only, you have to hold like Rabbi Akiva in order to even have that Machlokes. According to Rabbi Menuri, the Kishyam has got to be the fourth bracha, because you took care on the fourth bracha. Mm. So it's Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva Shita, where you have Machlokes in front of the Shofar, so the middle three, where do you put conditions in on? Right. If you're going to do like a Rabbi Akiva, how do you do a Rabbi Akiva Shita?
But how you can't say your way, because the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says, Lamehra, the Suffolk Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, but he doesn't.
Right, Marsha said no, that's what he held Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Let's think this over. I mean, we'll think because we've got to pay this tomorrow. Yeah, I haven't got that for right now. So tomorrow for the one. And also take a look at the Rift. This Machlokes is the Rift in the Balamar, the Ramban in the Balamar. You got it? Let's see, where is this?
The Rift Paskins like Rabbi Akiva?
What's that?
The Rift Paskins like Rabbi Akiva.
The Rift Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, yeah. Let me see, oh, here it is. Okay, it's on Daf, what Daf is it on?
That's why we're saying that there's no real Psak over here. A little confused by that.
With regard to Bechan and
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, why would this machlokes be different than just in general? Like, don't
because
we have principles?
That sometimes explains it, that we don't always have a psak.
But the Rif Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and so did...
We'll take a look, we'll see. Just a second, when you take the Rif here. Which Rif are you talking about?
The Rif on Seder Brachos.
Yeah.
He quotes them.
Chasam
Arbeis, yeah.
16.
The Kamal like Rabbi Akiva Mechavero, then I get to what though? Then again, to the fact that Yitzhakir was a Malchus.
Right.
Right.
He just quoted the whole Mishnah, though.
So that goes against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Right. Yeah, no, let's go this again. Right. Where does the Rif say Mokim to himself, Pirka?
It's like the eighth line down in the big lines.
That's on the next Mishnah. Main Pachs.
Hey, where's the other Machlokas from your Rav Shimon Gamliel and Ready? Did you leave it out?
Yeah.
Just leave it out.